Greetings to you once again. In the name of the Most High, greetings from around the world, around the paradigm, from the inside the simulation. As we look out from this world of what some would call Maya, world of illusion, but seemingly more and more, well, definitely this is not it, right? Okay, but we're in it. Your consciousness is plugged into it. Your senses are there, and we experience this this crazy thing called life. And what's incredible is that the eternal aspect of who you are is in this construct, engaged in this reality as such. And so often we don't use the power that's within us to affect anything, really. Change, the creation of something that's important to you, any kind of shift, whatever. And fear is a powerful weapon used against people to keep them under control, to keep them docile, to keep them wrapped up in meaningless pursuits, accepting their cycles of life, their slavery, never branching out, never doing anything. You know, I talked about a little bit on that Year One podcast, which we joined on, that's being hosted by Zeph. When you're trying to get an outcome, when you're doing planning, right? Now, computers too, they want to get an output. If this, then this. If this happens, then this action takes place as a reaction and a response to a stimulus. But if the output is to get you to sit there and just watch and observe and just to be a passive being siphoned off of, and your energy being drained off of you by a prison of your own making, a prison of your own design, a prison of your own willing participation, then whatever so these weight clubs, for example, hurry up and wait, you know, these weight clubs, these places where people continue to learn but they never action anything, they never do anything, they never engage in anything, these, whether it's out of fear or whether it's, hey, we got this, everything's wrapped up, just eat your popcorn and watch the show, still the same thing. You're still sitting there waiting, still never engaged, you still never take a step in any direction. So you're in the middle of an illusionary world, in the middle of a simulation, in the middle of all of this, and you are choosing to spend that window and that part of your journey in slavery, in limitation. Why? So, you know, it's worth questioning those things, because once you actually look at what it is that you fear, you'll recognize that those fears are unfounded. You know, when you start to recognize that you, by your own action in a particular direction, will just change things, shift things, that things will move when you move. You know, what is faith. Faith, it's, okay, biblical definition, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And by faith, all these people did these incredible things, and it goes through a list of a bunch of people. Okay, there's a principle there. What's the principle? Well, when you know something and you believe it and you know it to be true, it will result in actions that you will take that will be concurrent with what you know to be true. So if you believe in the possibility of man-powered flight, you will engage in some sort of activity that allows for man-powered flight. If you don't believe it, you won't. So if we believe the official narrative, the Wright brothers, well, they believe that. And they went out and did and did and did and did and did until they saw the creation and the manifestation of what they knew to be true. So now, do we act in response to our belief? Do we do things in response to what we know to be true? Should. We should. You want to. Take those steps in line with what you know to be true. If you know that the one from whom you emanate, from the source of all things, if you know that he's got your back, well, what are you going to try to do and create? If you don't think he's got your back, then you're going to be very afraid to try anything. But if you know that he's got your back, you can try. You can do anything. Because he's got you. If he's leading and guiding you, you can do incredible things, and he's going to back you up. So, no, we act in line with our beliefs. Yeah, crazy things all over the world right now. They're really, really trying to get things to line up with the Book of Revelation. And I say it in that way on purpose because there is such an overt, deliberate attempt by the controllers to make stuff fit. To make stuff fit the book. You gotta ask that question. Why? Why wouldn't they try to mask Bill Gates' patent, cryptocurrency in the human body, patent number 2020-06-06-06? Seriously, Bill? Really? 666? You gonna put that in the patent number? So they're trying to line things up. They've got a lot of pieces that they're trying to do, and man, the Bible scholars, they're just chomping at the bit. Saying this means this, and this means this, and therefore this is going to happen here, and this is your timeline. But what is it again? The outcome, the output. Still sit and wait. You're still sitting and waiting. You know what? There's no points for getting it right in that regard. If your life ends and you get to the other side, but and you just sat there and you watched and observed, but you never did, you never engaged, you know, what good is it? Okay, you got the whole thing figured out. Now what? Now what? You know, sometimes in that situation, well, maybe your time would have been used better. Because if you're going to know, but you're not going to do or use it for something, then why bother knowing? Listen, if you're going to learn about health and well-being, but you're not going to apply anything from what you learned, what's the use of it? There is no use. Application. Alright, so where are some things that we can be applying? Well, we should be coming together with other people that are like-minded. We should be sharing information. We should be making sure people are taken care of as much as we can. We're in a difficult time globally, but we're also in an incredible time. You got to know and you got to believe that your Creator has you. That the one from whom the source of all life is and always has been. That His intention for us is something incredible. go with that. Yeah, so, you know, the world is in a challenging place right now. People making lots and lots and lots of decisions that are counter humanity. Arbitrary decision making, or decision making under and by and for a script. But in both cases, none of it on behalf or for the people. Which is what we need. We need people that are for the people. Not for themselves, not for their organizations, not for their own personal agendas, but for humanity. For their fellow humans. You know, I firmly believe that people should live, be willing to live under the rules and the laws they make for other people. If you're okay with it being applied to you, it's okay to then consider other people having other people engage in the creation of something. If you don't mind it being applied to you, then it's okay. But so often people make rules that they don't want for themselves. And they never had them. But because they're in the position of the power to make those things, they make them. And they're unjust. They add nothing positive to the equation at all. They make people's lives miserable. It's not good. No, we should be willing to live under the rules. I call it the candy bar test. My dad told me about this when they were kids. Grandmother would toss him a candy bar and a butter knife and say, okay, here you go, but here's the rules. You know, one of you is going to split the candy bar and the other one can decide which half he wants to pick. From my dad's stories, those were the most evenly divided candy bars you'd ever see in your life. Why? Because the guy dividing it wanted to make sure that he'd be okay with the outcome. So he was fair. He was just. Did the right thing. And the other guy has power because he can select the one he wants. But if the guy's done a good job in dividing it, it doesn't really make a difference. At least to the naked eye. So, yeah, we need to be willing to live under the systems we create for other people. And if you're not willing to abide under a law, then maybe you shouldn't be willing to mandate it for others in the first place. All these people putting up mask mandates, they don't wear them themselves. They don't. People find them, catch them. They don't. They don't use it right. So do the things you need to do to take care of yourself, your family, the people around you. Be a light. Take some steps in line with your purpose and your destiny and your reason for being here. Because we are here with purpose. 1,000 may fall to your side. 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Yeah, we're among that category. Alright, we love you guys. Drop us email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always say hi to us there. Keep on keeping on. Catch up with you again sometime soon. Bless you. Bye.